So good evening, yoga students. So tonight's topic is a continuation of what we began on Wednesday, which was that you cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it. What that means, as many of you said in class, is the fact that when we are bogged down in the midst of a problem, we cannot expect to solve that problem right away in that same mindset and in that same energetic bubble. What we need to do is realize what's happening and step away from the problem. Allow our energy to dissipate or to become more positive by allowing our thoughts to become more positive and guiding them to a better feeling place. We've also talked about before that our thoughts become our reality based on our beliefs. So the way it is that our thoughts create our beliefs, and our beliefs create our reality. And our reality is what we live. And so it goes hand in hand with the other one, that we cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it. There are times you'll find yourself at times when you realize you have to get into that feeling place. You must get into that awareness that yoga brings to you. Yoga's about the journey, about creating self-awareness and self-intuition. And so as you move through your yoga practice, through your asana practice, and through the yoga, what I call the yoga of the mind practice, you become more aware and you become able to discern the fact that at that moment you're not able to solve the problem. Let me give you an example as we gave in class. For instance, you think you're fine, you come home, and then you realize that before you come into the home, you haven't taken a deep breath, and you walk in, and all of a sudden, you're bombarded with an adverse situation, and then you become very agitated, and sometimes even belligerent at the other person, and they end up being your scapegoats. And so we end up arguing with somebody saying, hello, you know, I'm talking to you, listen to me, hello, you need to listen to me, I'm speaking to you, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. And so if those things sound familiar, it's at that point that you have to come into your yoga, take a ujjayi breath, realize and have a self-awareness that what's happening there is your ego mind is pulling you into that situation, and they want you to be right. That ego mind always wants you to be right. And you have to step back and say, is it the relationship that I want to save, or is it the fact that I want to be right? So you have to discern and weigh those things. Do I want to save the relationship, or do I want to be right? Which one of those is more important in the long run? If we were able to discern and to step back and away from the problem and become quiet, we would be able to step back, take a look at what's happening, and realize that we cannot solve the problem with the same mind that created it. So it's important for us as we practice our yoga that we understand that yoga is not just about the physicalness of it, the physical practice of it, but a complete awareness of how the mind, the body, and the spirit all intertwine, all come together, and all mesh, if you will, as one single energy. And when you become clear within your body, then you become clear within your mind, and then you become clear with your intention of what it is that you want to set out for yourself and for that other person, and how to go about solving that problem that may not actually be a problem. But at the moment we were engaged in a feeling of adversity, and it seemed like it was a major problem. So you need to step back and you need to take a look at what's happening. And then you need to realize that if you continue to use that same energy as you badger and as you feel agitated and as you feel not in sync, and you can feel as if the blood is rising through your veins, and I'm sure you've seen people in that situation. And it is amazing to watch somebody be completely engulfed in what I call the ego trance. And the more that you become agitated, the more the universe seems to give you more reason to become agitated. And the more agitated you become, the more the universe gives you reason to be agitated. And the more agitated you become, the more that you will find that the universe is giving you situations for within which to be agitated. So it becomes what we call a cyclical chaos. And it seems that at some point you know that you want to get off this cycle, but you can't seem to find your way. And that is when your yoga comes in. When you go back to how you felt, when you practice your asanas, and you bring in that feeling, that so calm, so peaceful feeling that happens automatically when you use your breath. When you think how quiet that room is, and how filled with positive energy you become. As you move through the physicalness, using the breath as a guidance for what happens within your body. If we were to take a look and step back into our yoga practice and focus on that a little bit more, then we would be able to get out of that cycle. And when you are in that cycle, it also throws your own energy off. And it actually, when you are activating that agitation cycle, you are usually out of balance in your first and second chakra. And those chakras are the chakras. The root chakra is about your tribal beliefs. Everything that you have believed since you were a child, your truth, your reality, all of those things that were ingrained in you by your parents, by your peers, or by anybody whom you trusted enough that you allowed them to guide your thoughts into beliefs by trusting their authority. And so at any point in time, when you feel that something external from yourself is placing you in some sort of danger, fear of losing your beliefs or fear of detaching from your beliefs, then we become agitated. And then it moves from the root chakra into your next chakra, which is your second chakra. And in that chakra, that second chakra that flows up and down to your first and back up, this chakra is where your stability lies, where your nurturance lies, where everything that you have ever thought was stable in your life, whether it be a money situation, whether it be a romance situation, whether it be a relationship with a friend, whatever happens that might throw your second chakra energy off, whatever seems to shake your groundedness, your stability, then your second chakra, then what happens is you begin living in within your first and second chakra. And then things become much more material. And everything is based on the fear of you losing anything material, whether it be the fear of losing your job, the fear of losing a friendship, the fear of losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend, the fear of losing something that you believe is your security, the fear of losing money. And it has been known that people will go to great lengths to protect what they believe is in jeopardy of being lost. People have done unusual things like blame others or find fault in others or bring up lies about others just because they're afraid that if they don't jeopardize that other person's job, finances, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, stability, they might lose theirs. And it is at that point in time that you must realize that you're working within the ego mind, within what we call envious, greed, and obsessive mind. The ego mind is a very envious, greedy, and obsessive mind. And those things can cause you to become agitated. And when you use this egoic mind to solve problems, you will never be a positive problem solver. So you need to take a look at your life, and you need to take a look and see if that's what you've been doing. And I remind you that if that's where you have been coming from, the universe will give you more opportunity within which you can practice that egoic tantrum, as I call it. So yoga helps you to draw in the breath, step back, and to be able to solve the problem that was created or you see created with a more positive outlook, with a more peaceful outlook, and with knowing and trusting in the universe. At that time, then you detach from the egoic mind and you move out of that cycle of envy, greed, and obsession. And you move into the cycle of love, peacefulness and positivity. I hope this finds you well, and I look forward to our next time, and we will continue our yoga practice, and I will see you tomorrow, Monday, for our asana practice. Have a beautiful evening. Namaste.